Morning, Trent.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, likewise. Good to join you and good to talk cricket, finally.
Yeah, it's been quite a road to getting your Shield season started, to say the least.
Yes, we've had many false starts. We were off to Darwin for a little while, then we were off to Adelaide, and all of it's fallen apart. But thankfully, we've got there with a lot of hard work behind the scenes, obviously, with a lot of moving pieces and some premiers opening some borders slightly. So, yeah, we've got the Vic starting tomorrow, which is really exciting. And Des Moines looks an absolute picture. And, yeah, we're all just stinging to get into it, really.
Yeah, Copes, I'm sure, you know, you can train as much as you like, and I'm sure you've had centre wickets and done all that sort of thing, but how frustrating has it been, mate, not to be able to get some first-class cricket under your belt already this year?
Yeah, Pup, to be honest, we haven't actually been able to have centre wickets even, really, because everyone's in different LGAs. We've had guys, we've sort of been, up until about 4 weeks ago, we haven't had more than sort of seven guys in one spot. So, I mean, we've been dealing with that sort of thing, and you know what, like, we've been happy to do that and play our role in society as well, because it's, you know, we've needed to do it. But now we're ready to rock, and like, just, it's like caged bulls, mate. We want to get out and, you know, certainly get amongst it and play some cricket. But not only that, like the Ben Stokes news yesterday, the Ashes, the World Cup going on, I think everyone, particularly the guys with a sniff of playing some international cricket this summer, they really just want to put their best foot forward, no doubt.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I guess the advantage of international cricket happening, and right now that it's the T20 World Cup, that gives some other players, certainly for New South Wales, a great opportunity, whether to be selected in that test match or put their name up in lights to selectors. And how important is it for those players to make sure they start this season well?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, mate. Particularly guys like Sean Abbott, you know, there's numerous others that spring to mind, but even Nathan Lyon getting into some good form early on. He's been fantastic. I mean, he's played 100 tests. Pup, you were there on his debut. I was there as well. And he is the same person now as he was then.
Yeah.
He has been so good with our young spinners. We've got a young leggy Tanvir Sanger that I'm really excited about. He's in our 12 for tomorrow. Gaz's been with him the whole preseason. You know, this is the sort of thing that these sort of guys are having an impact with. So, yeah, not only the international selection for guys like Sean Abbott and a few others, but also the younger guys that are really able to learn and now put all that stuff into practice.
Trent, are there any other young New South Walesmen coming through that you expect to have a big year?
Yeah, there's a couple, mate. Ollie Davies in white ball cricket in particular, but he might even push into that sort of number five, number six type role in Shield cricket as well. And then there's a few others, guys like Jason Sanger, Jack Edwards, Matt Jilks that have been around for quite some time. Guys that follow Big Bash will have heard of those guys a lot. I think a lot of those guys, Jack Edwards scored 100 in the one-day final last year. Those sort of guys are going to really kick on and go to a new level, I reckon.
Coach, you mentioned Ben Stokes' announcement, him coming out and being a part of this Ashes series. How big is that, and how much does that, I guess, give this Australian summer such a buzz, improve that buzz?
Well, mate, you'd know, you know, having played against him and seen lots of, particularly the last Ashes series, like that 100 that he scored batting with Jack Leach to bring it home. I mean, Nathan Lyon would still be talking about it, I reckon, that day. But look, he just brings that X factor that you really, I mean, without Jofra Archer, and then we didn't have Stokes, I was a little worried for England in those moments where Australia are playing their best cricket. If Australia aren't playing their best cricket, I think England can really take it to us. But I think now Stokes is the kind of guy that no matter what kind of cricket we're playing, he can take a game away from us. And from a, I'm a pure cricket nuffy, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, you know, and I'll be able to cover these test matches. Like, I cannot wait, just because in any given moment he can take a one-handed screamer in the field, bowl, you know, 145 quick swing it either way, or he can score 160 balls. So it's just great for cricket in general.
Now, Trent, we were all excited last year when Will Pekoski got an opportunity to open for Australia, and then, of course, he suffered another head knock and his 10th concussion, and he's ruled out of the Sheffield Shield game starting tomorrow. But have you got the confidence that he'll be ready to go and might be there in that Australian team for the first test match?
Look, I'm speaking from a distance. I don't know the severity of the concussion, so I'll speak to the person in general. And I could not be more impressed with the individual that he is, how he carries himself, how he deals with setbacks. And I think that goes for a lot of people that have spent any time with him. And look, to be honest, I think if he's fit and available, yeah, I think he's one of our best two or three openers that we've got going around. So I would have full confidence. He misses this game, but I believe he and James Pattinson are going to be available for that second game we play down at the MCG. So, look, I'll be looking forward to hopefully trying to knock him over for a few times before he gets there. But, yeah, look, I'm excited about him. I think what we saw at the SCG in particular last year, we saw enough that says that he's got the goods to play for a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Copes, were you surprised about Paddo announcing his international retirement?
I was, mate. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you would have felt the same. Like, he's one of those guys that I just love, A, playing with, but even, you know, playing in a contest against him, he really embodies what Test cricket is all about. Cricket in general is all about. Plays with a smile on his face, bowls 150 k's an hour, and just really, you know, at times gets in the contest and gets in your face. And, yeah, it's a real shame, to be honest. I sent him a message and just sort of said, well, congratulations, but I'm also bloody disappointed, you know, that we haven't seen 80 test matches, you know, 250-plus wickets from you, because that's easily how good you were. So, you know, that's the sort of thing that springs to mind. But honestly, I wish him well, and he's going to play a lot more cricket for Victoria. Hopefully his body holds up, and I believe he's going to maybe play some county cricket, some T20 cricket as well, so... good on him.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to the English coming out here, and you mentioned Ben Stokes there before, but when you look at this England squad, Trent, and as a bowler, do you see them being able to consistently take those 20 wickets that'll be required?
Well, they've got two of the greatest fast bowlers of all time, and I think James Anderson in particular. I was talking to Nathan Lyon the other day, and I actually think he's gone to a new level in away test matches. I think he's figured out going through the gears a little bit more. And I don't know if you agree with that, Pup, but I particularly noticed in India, their last away tour, that he had such a huge impact. And it wasn't necessarily just brand new ball. It was actually old ball not doing much. And it was skills, use of the crease, his real, you know, talent with mouth and understanding of the game. So, look, I think he'll be a real front-runner for them, and they're going to need him to bowl really well. But Stuart Broad going with him, and I'm a huge fan of Chris Wokes. I think if Chris Wokes gets his body right and plays all the games, he's got the best one of the best wrists in world cricket. And for any fast bowlers out there, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But team presentation, and particularly that Adelaide day-night test, I think he's going to come into his own. So, look, I do think that they can. Can they do it well enough that guys like Steve Smith and Marnus haven't scored 100? I don't know. But look, from a biased Aussie perspective, I think, you know, the Aussies are certainly looking good.
And yourself, mate, what, 105 first-class games, 394 wickets at 25. How are they coming out at this stage of your career when you're listed as a veteran, mate?
Well, do you want to follow me around and whack out those stats wherever I go, mate? look, to be honest, the body's as good as it's ever been. And, I mean, I started bowling. I was a keeper until I was 20, and, you know, I didn't start bowling until I was, you know, a little older. So the body still feels good. I mean, a lot of people say age is just a number. I'm sure there'll come a point in the next couple of years where I want to hang them up, but that certainly isn't now. I'm one of the most competitive guys. You know, I'm sure my wife would attest that even if we're playing Monopoly at home during COVID lockdowns, I've been trying to absolutely blow her out of the water. So that'll stay. And, yeah, I can't wait to get into it, mate. So, and I, you know what? I actually am really, in the last 3 years, thoroughly enjoying sort of the mentor, helping younger guys, and particularly seeing guys like Sean Abbott, Harry Conway and the like kick on and learn new things.
Well, mate, looking forward to seeing you back in action there tomorrow, and particularly New South Wales, and heading towards the Ashes. You're getting some love on our text line as well, who say they love listening to you when you're in commentary. So looking forward to seeing you on 7. A big summer for you, mate. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.